Check one, two.
Check, check. Oh, check. Are we doing an official sound check?
This is the first of its kind.
Yeah. Very
official. What does that even mean, sound check?
What?
That's where we check to make sure that we can hear
one,
ourselves.
One, two.
One, two.
Can you hear yourself?
Three, six, six, four.
Should
five,
I put a, should
six,
I put a record on?
Seven,
sibilance. No,
eight,
please.
Eight. Yes.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Do you have,
no, we did it.
Who do you have?
We did that last week.
Look how stressed out he is.
I am. Let's just start
is
the
it,
show.
Are you stressed because it's Monday morning?
I'm stressed.
It's not necessarily because it's Monday.
No.
I think it's just a day that ends in Y.
Oh!
Robert is stressed.
No, I don't
He's
think
He's anxious.
What it is. Greg, could you not set the coffee mug on the table like that? Yeah, like that, Greg.
How about over there by my television?
Perfect. Okay.
That's French for television.
Do you? What kind of albums do you have? Do you have our boy,
Brian?
Will
you introduce the show, please?
Please, for once. You know, maybe we should get another person on the show to replace Brian at some point.
We probably should.
When have you guys started talking about this?
Right now.
Topic?
Yeah.
In front of you.
We've actually also had a whole email thread going for about a month and a half about replacing you.
Mm-hmm. How's that going?
Oh, it was great.
How's
the search?
Came
up with a lot of options.
Who's in the top three?
Ryan Seacrest, actually.
Yeah.
He wants to come and do a podcast
Ryan
with Robert
Creasest.
Scheid and Gregory Hill.
Yeah. Ryan, it's actually Ryan Creasest.
Yeah. Oh, no
yeah,
kidding.
It's
yeah.
his half-brother.
Half-brother.
Lives in Louisiana.
The half that's him that's in the family is his first name.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The last name is not part
totally
of the family.
Ryan Keyrest.
No, Creasest.
No, Creasest. Creasest.
Yeah. Keyrest.
Don't
he's not
insult
a table.
The man.
Oh, he's not a table. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scheid Show.
Yay!
Whoa. Maybe one of the more efficient ways that you said that in the last
My name is
months.
Brian Gerard.
Yeah.
I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Hello, ladies.
And Robert Scheid.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
We have a very special guest today.
What?
I'm frightened by the mere presence of him.
Oh, boy.
Well, he sounds like you.
He's a professional.
Did you just say that a second time? Who was
a
that?
A professional what?
He's a professional radio dish jockey.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Pardon me.
Hey, do you have a cough?
I have lupus.
Does lupus contain a cough?
Yeah, apparently that's a symptom. I don't think it is, but anyway.
A symptom of lupus is coughing. Yeah.
Yes, but...
Lupus?
Is it lupus or lupus, Gerard?
For the love of God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the show Joseph Anthony Gerard.
Yes!
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you guys
wow.
so much.
Anthony
it's so good to be here.
Who are you, and why so are you here?
Why do I have to talk so close?
You don't. You just feel like that's
yeah.
how you do things, so yeah. that's how you have to...
Don't put your mouth on it.
Why are you making out with the microphone?
Other people have to put their mouth there.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Who does?
You don't remember the last five guests we've had? They've
oh,
all
yeah.
put them
oh, I don't
there.
Want that. I don't no. want that. I'm in
no.
L.A.
So. I'd like to get right after it. I know Greg has a lot of questions for Just Joe Gerard.
So this is your brother, is it not, Brian?
This is my brother.
Yeah.
We sound alike, I'm told.
Yeah, you do.
I heard that a lot, actually.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Well, it's like we're the same person.
It's almost like we're the same person.
No.
Mm.
No.
What do you guys think?
What do you
How's
think?
Your grammar?
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
So that
it runs in
the family.
Yeah,
it's a family.
Brian cannot put a sentence together at all. Like, he
yeah.
makes up words like extemporaneo landis, like that kind of stuff, where you have, he has
and
an
he
idea.
He claims it's Latin.
Yeah. Yeah. He has, like, an idea of a word, and it's almost the right thing, and then it just veers off the road.
Yeah. So you have that same problem.
It's gibberish. We make up words
yeah.
a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, first, I'm excited to be here. Thank you guys
oh.
for having me.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
This is nice.
Nice.
Is this
Very
a
nice.
Professional thing?
Are you going to get inside the microphone? Because
I feel like he's going to—he's looking
no.
to wear the microphone
yeah.
as a piece of skin.
Yeah.
His face.
You can relax. We don't have to lean in too much.
He's doing it the pro way.
He is. Well, that
clearly
is,
in his studio.
No, no, no. This is what happened. He heard the note given to him by his brother, which was, "It works best if you lean in."
Oh,
and guess
right.
what? He takes notes
note.
Well.
Yes.
Good
Thank
job.
You.
Good
Thank
job.
You. Thank you.
But the problem is that nobody else takes the note.
Oh.
So everybody leans back. And then,
yeah, you'll notice that I'm here
yeah.
drinking a
Greg
cup of
will
coffee.
Have the conversation from the kitchen. And I'm having to crank it. We hear a lot of reverb.
All right, all right. Nobody cares. Nobody cares,
yeah.
guys. Nobody
okay.
cares.
Okay,
right.
good.
Yeah.
Are you,
you know
Brian's younger brother or older brother?
Yes, I am the youngest, actually, of
oh,
three.
Oh, you're the babe in
I'm
the woods.
Baby. I'm baby.
Do you get special treatment?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Did
which
you
is nice.
Have your own room?
I did, yeah. Well, later
on. Well, he spent most of his childhood alone.
Hang on a second. See, Brian...
See how he does that?
Brian is... Exactly. And Brian, was it last week or the week before last, he was trying to claim that he had a very tough life growing up.
Yes, he was.
Comparing it to... And we're going to actually have another close family member of Brian's on in the next episode.
Holy
mackerel. Yeah, so next week we'll have her on. But... and we can lay claim to this. So tell me about this, because Greg grew up in his hallway. That's what his bedroom was.
I did not have a bedroom.
The hallway.
They stuffed a twin mattress in a hallway, and that's where I slept.
So the violins that were playing during Brian's sob story last week, mm-hmm. were they warranted?
Absolutely not.
Thank you, Joe.
Everyone, put your hands down.
I want to hear about the silver.
I don't even remember the sob story.
Well, you were in one of your moods, and you were going way down the dark cave.
All I said was we shared a room. Uh-huh. I shared a room with my brothers. Yeah. We're all in one room.
So tell me about this silver spoon that he was fed with.
Oh, I mean, Brian, he was the golden child, given everything.
Sure, he was.
Wow.
Obvious.
Why don't you get into details? Let's get specifics about.
No, let's not. Let's do broad generalizations.
We love generalizations.
Broad generalizations.
They can be sweeping.
Did you register your brother at all during your childhood, or was he not really on your radar as a human being?
He was just, we didn't bond as much.
You did not.
He was off doing his thing. He had his own people. Uh-huh.
What's the age difference, if I may ask?
6 years.
6 years. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. So you guys should have been pretty close.
Not at all. That's pretty substantial, I think, growing up.
No, that's totally
no.
Oh yeah. So if you're 18, you're hanging out with your 12-year-old brother?
Yeah,
absolutely,
absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Getting him wasted.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Getting him completely wasted. He's my right hand man.
Yep.
If I'm 18 and I have a 12-year-old, he's my wingman. Taking him on dates. I'm putting him on icebergs. I'm doing all the things that were done to me by 18-year-olds when I was 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Minus the sexual molestation. Is that a grim tone for the...
I feel...
It's not true. No. I just thought it was a beat, a little bit that we could do.
I don't know. I don't think sexual molestation's a bit.
You said it louder than I did. I didn't say it that way.
Greg, kind of.
Easy.
Would you back off? Brian.
Back off.
So, Joe, you're not following in Brian's golden footsteps
and
either.
It's unfortunate because I was a younger brother. I wanted to be a part of my big brothers. I wanted to be there, but they wouldn't let me be in the show.
They iced you.
I got iced. So I had to do my own thing, carve my own path.
Uh-huh. Is Brian the oldest?
No, he's the middle.
He's the middle, and you're 6 years apart.
Yes.
And the oldest is?
So I'm 9 years apart from the oldest.
Holy crap. Yeah. I've never even heard of the oldest one.
Yeah.
This is the first that I've ever heard that you
I
had,
didn't
you had
know there were three.
Brother.
Who is this mystery boy?
His name is Daniel.
Daniel.
Like your dad.
Yeah. He's a junior.
Look at that. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Apparently he also declined to be on the show, like your father.
Yeah.
Want nothing to do with this podcast.
We did invite your dad to be a part of the show.
And you know what he said specifically?
What?
I'm not doing that. I want nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Just like your older brother. So wait a second. Now, Joe, did Brian and Daniel hang out? Were they like close?
That's
what it is.
That's it.
And that's the problem. They hung out. They partied together. Mm. They had the same friends. Mm-hmm. And then there was me just...
So wait, Brian.
Okay, that's not really true.
Unacceptable.
Hang on a second.
At what point are we going to actually step into any sort of factual information?
We are right now, Gerard. Broad generalizations here.
Okay. Now, Brian, so how do you think your brother felt about you playing tag along?
My older brother?
Yeah.
I can tell you how he felt.
How did he feel?
He hated me.
So he hated you. Why couldn't you hate your brother and still include him in your life?
Because as you know, Gregory, more than most, you live what you learn.
That's right.
And when you're taught with hate, you live with hate.
What are you, a young Hitler? What are you talking about? That's
seriously
the craziest thing I've ever heard you say.
Should we be checking your basement for bodies
right
now?
Do you hear what he just said?
I don't have a basement.
Yeah,
when you're taught with hate, you live with hate. Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Joe.
Who is he? He just told me that if I helped out with the show today, I would be paid my quote being a pro. So I just hope that it would be able to.
Isn't that crazy that I was like, hey, how about you come on the show? And the first thing he says is like, yeah, as long as I get my fee.
You know what, dude? All right, let's
talk
about this.
You were
this
raised with hate?
Yeah, he lives with hate.
Thank
you.
Forget the
he's running a business.
Yeah.
He was forced to carve his own path in the effing woods.
How is it that he is being defended by such a statement?
What?
Hate.
How is it that he's being defended?
Because you laid it down.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead. Were you going to ask a question there, Greg?
Was I?
Yeah, I think you were about to.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Your quote.
Mm-hmm.
I think you deserve your quote. Thank you. You're definitely not going to get it, but you deserve it.
You do deserve it.
And yeah. I appreciate you bringing it up to your brother, because me and your brother have gotten into it a few times through the business dealings that we've had. Mm. Now, your brother, and I'll be honest, has always hooked me up with good-paying,
nice.
Ridiculous jobs.
Hang on a second.
I have no
that hasn't happened for me.
Really? Mm-mm. I have no qualifications to do these jobs.
Why are you breezing typically. Past the fact that it hasn't been offered to me?
Because you haven't asked, probably. Now, sure. I have owned certain pieces of equipment that
horrible.
Your brother sometimes has needed to rent. And we have gotten into it a few times because I've asked to be paid. Like, so it's one of those things where he'll be like, I need this piece of equipment. I'll be like, yeah, you can have it. It's this much money. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, why are you such an asshole? And I'm like, what do you mean? I own this piece of equipment. You want to rent it?
Yeah.
Don't be. Why is it all about money? Why are you? And I'm like, I'm just doing the thing that you do that happened, like you did this morning.
Exactly.
You're a radio DJ. You're a professional.
Mm-hmm.
You're adding quality to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You're covering for your brother's lack of professionalism on the show.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
Or
that
talent.
You're doing that. Or talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you deserve to be paid.
And I, yeah, right. I
but
say,
it's
you
just
know,
not going to happen.
It's just not going to happen.
Just
Sorry.
Not even going to happen. What is, by the way, just so we know, what is your rate? What is your fee?
I go about $100 an hour.
Oh, okay. That's just very deserving.
Put your hands down, please. Put
what?
Your hands down. $100 an hour for what?
Oh, wait. No,
no that was a question.
What do you mean? Just to show up, first of all.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Mm-hmm. To do my thing, to, you know, to bring in other cultures, to, you know, share whatever I need to do to share.
What market are you a DJ in?
Charleston.
Charleston.
Yes.
North Carolina.
South.
That's the one. Wow.
I don't know what. Why do they do that? Why can't it just be
what?
Carolina? Because like North and South, who
because
cares?
Because they're two separate states.
Have you ever heard of East and West Germany? Robert can speak to that.
Wait,
but
are you
asked
me? Yeah. So how am I supposed to? No. He has never heard.
I've never
of
heard
East
of
Germany.
East and West Germany.
I'm answering for Greg. Yes. But
why
that
not
was,
just Carolina?
That was different. What?
Because it's two different states.
Did something happen in the Civil War where it had to be that way?
Yeah,
or was it
first,
always that way?
Carolina was on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Oh, it was a James Taylor song.
Correct.
That's
and
how
then,
it
then
first
they
happened.
Split it in half
yeah.
because he was bipolar.
And heroin addict?
Yes, at the same time.
But he made good music.
He did.
He did.
He got paid more than $100 an hour.
Did he make good music because he was high on heroin? Because I could probably make some pretty sweet music if I was on heroin.
No.
I could make music with my couch if I was high on
you
heroin.
Could.
And it would be groundbreaking.
Yeah, but the problem is, think of that. Like, you got to fly the couch with you when you do your gig and like, you know.
That's part of it.
In Minnesota.
So you hire backline people for that.
No, but you're going to get a plane seat for the couch?
Yeah.
What's that going to cost? They charge you double for that?
Why don't you ask Joe about how he is a DJ for hip-hop? A hip-hop DJ.
Oh, okay, Joe. I'm supposed to ask you about how you are a hip-hop DJ.
I don't understand the question, really. What
I guess what I'm really getting at is that...
Can you tell the anger coming from his eyes?
Yeah, I feel it.
Trust me,
like,
bro.
Actual heat. It got warmer in here.
I love it. It gets warmer.
Yeah.
You can tell he's going somewhere.
There's two things. There's two things I want to get at.
Let's go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Joe Girard is from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Yes, he is. Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester kid.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
however,
yeah.
professionally, and both on video and whenever he's talking to people and describing himself on air, he tells people he's from Boston.
Interesting.
Put your hands down. He's not from Boston.
Oh,
he's from Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
Worcester is not Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Worcester is actually roughly, 53 miles west of Boston. It couldn't be a more different place to grow up.
Interesting.
So when he says, oh, I'm from Boston, just Joe, I'm from Boston, you know what he's doing? He's lying to his audience.
Okay, but...
Full on, just, it's forfeiture of the truth.
Hang on one second. How many people in Charleston are going to know where Worcester
Thank
is?
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, me.
You say I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts, Central Mass, about 50 miles west of Boston.
Oh, that's
they're
a great,
asleep.
Great
they're
introduction.
Asleep.
Great introduction.
And the audience is asleep.
You know, my parents
halfway through that description.
My parents live in Westminster, Colorado. Okay, but if they said I'm from Westminster, what are you gonna think, England?
Yeah.
Okay, but what can they say? Westminster is just north of Denver. So if they say, oh, we're from Denver, great, and then you can narrow it down.
Right.
Now,
what do you say, Gerard? You just say I'm. from Worcester.
Oh, hey, where are you from? I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts. 100% of the time, and you know that that's the truth.
Don't point at me.
Yeah. I'm pointing right at you.
He's pointing. That's rude. People fall asleep in the middle of the
production.
Hey, do
you want to put your tea bag on that plate?
Watch your mouth.
Oh, snap.
Inappropriate. So, okay, so we know how you introduce yourself. And you are a
secondly,
hip-hop DJ.
What I'd like to do is
second thing.
He get, sometimes Joe
by the way, the
hosts,
point is the B point, because you
B
said
point,
A,
right.
Now we're down to
now
B.
We're on to the B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
B is sometimes Joe Girard at 95SX.com.
Okay.
Is, ooh, we're just missing an E in there, you know what I'm saying? 95SX, hello.
Okay, all right. Keep it
clean.
Bob the board.
Well, he'll go and host a hip-hop show. And the cadence of his voice does some amazing things.
What does it do? Does it
explain
do
yourself, Ryan.
Yeah, yo, what's up? What's up? I'm Joe
do you take
Girard from Boston.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Do you do a Southie Boston accent?
No, I do me. I just have more swag to, to what I do. And Brian doesn't get that because Brian's not hip.
Look at his hands.
He's not hip-hop.
He's starting to talk
with the
hands a little bit.
Yeah, man, you put the hands into it too. Hands go out.
Yeah.
Like
it's like a reverse jazz hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you love hip-hop,
so
right?
I do love hip-hop.
So you start talking about hip-hop, and then you're like,
you get into it.
And he leans in, and he gets into
What's
the mic.
What's wrong with that, Girard?
See?
He's
yeah.
passionate.
Again, growing up, because I had my own lane, I had to figure out something to do. Yeah. Hip-hop just kind of, it was natural for me to kind of get into, and Brian wasn't around for that.
Mm-hmm. Last week, we called that Le Passion!
Le Passion!
Le Passion!
Yeah.
Brian was around for that. I was around for that. I'm a big hip-hop fan. He learned all his hip-hop knowledge because of me.
Oh, interesting.
That's a lie. That is a bold-faced lie.
Wow. So where did that passion,
le passion,
come?
Le passion!
Le passion!
Where did that come from for
your
hip-hop? Oh, that's just the way the word
Girard.
Goes.
You're in our house, man.
Yeah.
Let us do what we do.
Yeah.
We're pros.
By the way, when you say Girard, you've got to specify now.
Just Joe.
There you go.
Okay.
Why do you talk that way when you're doing hip-hop?
It's not a way. It's just how it flows. It's just who I am.
Is it conscious or subconscious?
It's conscious.
Yeah. See? He make a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it was subconscious, that would be more relevant than it being conscious. Him being conscious, then it's him being inauthentic with what he's doing.
Has he brought this up to you before?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's just so it's been building, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
Okay. Is he always angry?
Yes.
Like, has he always been angry?
Absolutely.
Okay. When did you notice it? When you were 3 months old and he was putting you out a window on the second story?
I would say my early teens.
Yeah, that's when you started noticing it.
Yeah.
So he was like 18.
Yeah, he was just getting out of high school, going to college.
Yeah,
and he was just getting angry and violent.
Give us an example of that anger.
Mm-hmm. Good example here. I went to visit him in college. He went to UMass, and I spent a weekend up there. He made me sleep in a car.
No,
because he had no room in his apartment.
Oh,
I slept in a car,
God.
And it was a Chevette.
Hang on a second.
Whoa, I had a Chevette back in the day.
It was a
Chevette. My parents had one. The worst car ever made.
At what point do you not have room? Was there no room on the floor for a body to lay?
500 people standing in his apartment, shoulder to shoulder. There was literally
even then
they're on each other's shoulders.
We can have you crowd surf while you sleep.
That is a dick move.
You made him sleep in the car.
Who are you, man?
What time of year was it? Was it winter?
It was winter.
You mad? Oh my God!
Yeah. Did he give you a blanket?
No, I had a coat. I had a little
that's
something
brutal.
On.
Were you trying, Brian? Were you trying to kill your brother?
Why don't you tell the truth now?
Oh, here we go.
Let's hear your story, Brian.
I made you sleep in a car.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Joe, get into the car right now. It's snowing out. It is 5 degrees out. Get in the car. Yeah. Get in the car and go to sleep. Shut up and go to sleep and get in the car. That's what happened?
See, look at these pissed.
Okay,
even
hang
talking
on.
About
hey,
it.
I can see
that's
this.
What happened.
I've got a brother.
Joseph.
So
Joseph here?
So I've seen this, yeah.
That's right. I refer to him as?
Yes,
he's
uh-huh.
the same as Joseph. Not just Joe. That's not who he is. His name is Joseph.
All right.
He makes his own choices and then blames me for them.
I see.
Why did you make me sleep in the car? Oh, I made you sleep in the car? No. He decided that because there wasn't a room dedicated with a bed and a pull-down service blanket service.
Uh-huh.
Pull-down service blanket.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense.
Then that means he was extradited from the house, and I was like, pull up a blanket, sleep on the floor like everybody else. Oh, you don't have a bed for me? I'm going to sleep in the car.
All right, okay.
Martyr Joseph here.
No, it's this sort of violin act seems yeah, to go through it the goes family.
Through the family.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of violins going. Sometimes it must be a full on orchestra.
Yeah, yeah.
Between you two.
Just a violin orchestra.
The violins go dee-dee-dee.
Wow, that sucks, man.
So it was rough, man.
Do you feel like you guys are closer now? It doesn't seem like he likes you any more than he did then.
No, I think we've definitely gotten a lot closer as we get older.
We were talking about that a couple weeks ago, how things sort of change, you know? Like relationships with people in your family.
Right, because we don't see each other a lot.
Exactly. So you have that time, that space. You can
miss each other.
Away.
Yeah. I try to bring it back where I like to get closer. But again, when I call him during the week, screened, I get him on the phone. Hey, I got to go. I got to jump. Yeah. I got things to do. Boom, yeah. 10, 15 seconds
Things
out.
To do. Mm-hmm. Things to do. That's his go-to phrase, right?
Yeah. I
got a thing.
Yeah. I think he might be uncomfortable, like, just sitting with people. Like, because there was a time where I had to have a real conversation with him and be like, dude, look, you come to parties for 5 minutes and then you leave and everyone's like, why does Brian come to parties for 5 minutes and then go, I got a thing and then just he bolts out the door or doesn't even say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we had a big conversation about that, didn't we?
We did.
And you shifted a bit.
Yeah.
But I think that you still in your like especially in your phone convos with most people.
I don't like to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
There's a
but
lot
this
of
is your brother.
You just gotta, right.
But what are we going to talk about?
Open up your heart.
Exactly.
You know what we do now, though?
We do that.
I'm not into hanging out on the phone. We
Skype. Yeah.
A little bit more.
I've noticed you are much more comfortable like using the Google chat thing because you can like walk. I hear you walk away from the computer talking still, so it sounds like this.
That's more.
That's how it sounds. Yeah.
Do you believe in marriage, Joe?
Where does that come from?
My mind.
Exactly.
My heart.
I believe there's love out there.
Mm, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Where is it?
Do you see how he tied that together though? Which was very good.
Yeah, I believe
love and marriage. Mm-hmm. You asked about marriage and he said that there was
love. Well, why would someone get married if they're not in love?
Yeah, that's a good question, Greg.
I would never get married without love.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Was like, oh, that's right. Did I? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was asked to marry somebody for a visa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For a fee?
No. Which was crazy.
Why didn't you ask for a fee?
Well, I did.
Because your services, like, you're providing a service.
That is like, so un-Greg Hoyt-like. I figured for sure he'd be like, wait a minute. Yeah. Let's see. That's about $50,000.
That's what I'm saying. No, I asked for a fee.
Yeah.
And she was like, no. She was like, what? No. I'm like, wait, you're asking me to marry you, which is a federal offense, right?
It is.
To marry somebody for a visa, and you're not going to pay me any money. I'm just going to do this.
Yeah.
I said no. It was an awkward conversation, though.
I can imagine.
I actually thought about it for a bit, though. I thought about it for about a day. And then was like, no, I can't.
Especially because you had already sort of run her credit card, and you had the receipt in front of her.
Yeah, I was like, I ran it.
Would you sign?
If she said, here's 50 grand, would you have done it?
Oh wow!
Silence.
No, not for $50,000. For $200,000, maybe.
Holy cow!
Are you kidding me, dude? Think about it. Like you could go to prison for that shit.
I mean, but like, and it's also like you've got to move in. You've got to be with that person for 3 years. It's like a whole commitment.
Yeah,
it's two.
It's a big deal, and I've seen some people around me get married with visa questions here.
Oh yeah,
and it's a tough. It puts a whole level of pressure. Like,
well, because the other thing that happens, it's not just a matter of a person living with you, but, you know, relationships can develop outside of the current relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you've got problems there because you may actually fall in love with this person, or the other person may fall in love with you.
Yes. And then you're out dating somebody else because you're like, we just married for a visa, right?
Yeah.
Were you together with this woman?
I have been in the past, but no, not now.
So there were no really hard feelings?
Not hard feelings, but there was enough of a past that it could definitely get really muddy quickly.
Yeah.
So that's not the move.
No. Yeah.
Would you ever do that, Jeff?
I don't think so.
What
I mean,
she was a mail order bride.
Russian.
Yeah.
But then he's going to be ordering her.
Right. So
would you? Okay. I guess it's a different question.
It's actually a funny story. There was a Russian girl who I know in where I live in Charleston, and she came over to the States. She married an older guy, just like 50. She's 23.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I think the reason because of that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And she's hot. Mm-hmm. She's really attractive.
Is it working out?
No. I mean, she's just over here just doing her thing, waiting to, you know.
Waiting for the
waiting it out.
To be up.
That's no way to live.
Yeah, because she wanted to be in America.
I don't know. For a couple of years, he gets what he needs. She gets what she needs.
Isn't that kind of like prostitution a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for joining us this episode. Thanks to Joe Girard.
Thank you. Are we done? Is this it?
Yeah.
Was this a very special
guide
show?
I feel like we got a lot accomplished.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about my brother.
Do you have anything to say? Do you have anything to say to your brother before you sign off? This will be recorded for all of eternity.
Yes.
You don't have to do it. You can come back and record another show.
No, you can't. Let's pretend like this is the only one you're ever going to do.
Okay.
You have 5 seconds to say something.
I just hope that the anger goes away for him. And
we all do. We all do.
Let's let him get through the thought.
Start again.
I just hope the anger goes away and that we can be a real brotherly love. I wish we can... I'm getting emotional.
I see a tear.
I can see that.
Warming there.
I don't...
This is the most quiet it's ever been on this show.
Yeah.
I'm incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's very awkward.
On behalf of Gregory Hoyt and Robert Scheid, my name is Brian Girard. We are The Scheid Show.
Wow, this is so awkward.
Please have me back.
We will have you back. You did all right.
Yeah, you did pretty well.
Certainly the most poignant moment on our show of all time, except for when we really got after it with Brian's or Robert's brother.
That's true. All right,
we're still the Scheid Show. Thank you for listening.